In this bad weather this afternoon. W2T sitting at home.
No, I am going from one location to another on a job site.
Ah, you're working today. Ah, good.
Yeah, now did you get the emergency alarm across your phone?
No, I didn't, but I am watching it here on the computer, and I got the thing there, but I didn't get anything across my phone.
Oh, yeah, I was at home in Inman just about 30 minutes ago, maybe 35, 40 minutes ago, and it came across and said, warning, tornado, watch, seek shelter.
For the northern part of the county, Spartanburg and Greenville counties and all up above 85 is what I'm seeing on TV right now on the Channel 7's live broadcast. They're doing a live weather thing right now, and they're monitoring it and watching where it goes. And yeah, there's above 85, there's a block, a tornado warning block up along there. So, and most of the others that are below that area have seemed to have expired, except for one down in Georgia.
Wow, okay. Well, yeah, my daughter works in Spartanburg, and she said that she got the warning on her phone about 15 or 20 minutes ago. So apparently it's progressing, like from Tron to Landrum and down into Spartanburg County that way.
Well, there, it's actually going to kind of stay north of where I am on the lower, because I'm in the lower part of Spartanburg County. It's going to, but they're saying it could go through the city of Spartanburg and up that way, up across that area up there is where Tryon and kind of at an angle heading towards the upper side of Spartanburg and over towards Gaffney.
Okay. All right. Well, hopefully it will not develop into anything.
Yep. Yep, that's for sure. And I'll... Oh, went and got my second COVID shot today.
Gills, are we?
No, just got a sore shoulder. It's sore and stiller and all, even though I've been massaging it, trying to keep it loose and moving it around. It's still a little stiff, but... in fact, the first time it hit me, it took 12 hours before it actually set in on me.
That is.
On your phone?
Hey, on the radio. That's some ding-dong with a bow bang and hitting the emergency button.
Ah, okay. Yep. And that it could be. That it could be. Like I said, I'm kind of sitting here at home, and I've done all my running around I needed to do for the day, so I'm going to sit here trying to figure out. I'm wanting to build me a new table for my radios and all to go in my radio room. And I realized that two of the problems with two of the tables I've got in here, they're not the 28-inch height, standard 28-inch height of a desk. They're oddball heights. One's 31 or 32, and the other one's like an inch or so shorter than that. And that's why nothing matches up with this office chair I've got. Everything seems I'm sitting in a hole. But, oh well, like I said, I'm going to remove my radio room to the other spare bedroom I've got. And then fix this one back up as a bedroom, but move everything into the other room and give myself a little better setup facing the front of the house.
Taller height sounds pretty good to me. I'm a little bit bigger guy, and that taller counter height sounds real good.
Big hunkin' desk in here that I'm going to need to get rid of when I get through. And the other problem is, when I got it and put it in this room, I had it came in a box and I put it together in this room. it won't go out the door anymore. It don't go out the door because it's wider than the door. Because, believe it or not, I've got a door on this bedroom that's only a 24-inch door. Go figure.
Does that meet code?
Well, it's a trailer, double-wide mobile home, and it's mounted on one side of where the two walls in the center come together.
Well, I according to code, I didn't think you could have a 24-inch door on a living area. But I may be mistaken. Yeah, you know, I'm not the know-all tell-all. In the meantime, yeah, I'm about to destinate over here, and about to get over here to Cherrydale, and I'm seeing lightning.
Well, I'm hearing thunder off in the distance, and they were just showing a up on Highway 25 where it crosses North Carolina-South Carolina border up there. They were they had a shot of a live shot from a traffic cam up there, and it's pouring up there. And I'm glad that's not me up there. I'm glad I'm just not out on the road because I don't like driving in the rain. You be careful out there, Steve. I'll let you get on since you need to find you a parking place and get inside to where you're going. Talk to you later. KN4VWA, W2T.
Clear.
W4DJW, this is K4VKN. Are you there, Dave?
And Jay, Maritime Mobile. Which road are you floating down now, Dave? W2T. Hey, Rusty. You mean Bob. I am floating down Howard Gap right now. I'll be glad you're over on 25 North Carolina-South Carolina line. You would be floating over there. At my house, we got the river run wild through my backyard. That's right. You got that river back over there. I don't know what it's like over here because right now we're not getting any rain. We're getting we're getting light rain, but we're getting mostly, we can hear the thunder off in the distance. But they're showing a live picture right now at the Big Water Marina at Lake Hartwell. And they're getting hammered down there with rain.
Good deal here this last couple hours. I'd say, you know, I don't know how much to tell you the truth because I haven't really been watching the rain gauge, but we've had a lot of rain, but it'll drain out of my backyard pretty quick. Once it stops, it'll maybe 30 minutes, it'll be gone. But it's pouring pretty good.
Yeah, well, I'm going to be getting some rain here looking at what they're looking at, but the most of the nasty stuff is staying up in the northern Spartanburg County up towards Tryon and up on over towards Gaffney and into North Carolina up that way. So I've just been kind of watching it here. Anyway, and I'll got to figure out how to build me a computer desk to go in my other room where I'm going to move my radio room to.
Steve, did you say that one table was too low?
Well, no. All of my problem is all of these two that I've got, two of these I've got are too high. And one is really too low except for the fact it's sitting on a pair of 2x4 blocks under each leg to get it up in the air high enough to make it 28 inches.
2-inch PVC and cut it to whatever, 3 inches and put one of them on each leg. It'll raise it up, you know, X amount. You got to cut it long enough to hit the crossbar there so it doesn't slide up the leg. But, yeah, you could do that. That's what I did with my photography tables. The same thing would work for you if you needed to do it.
Well, this is that old thing I built to go in the corner, which I had kind of linked to my other table before. And I'm going to move everything out of this back room that I've had it in into the other bedroom at the front of the house. And so I want to build me a new table, and then I'm going to get rid of this big, heavy, clunky desk-like thing that is too big. But I can't even take in and out the door unless I take it all apart.
Could you take you a couple of pieces of plywood, you know, rip them, say, 24 or 26 inches wide, and attach a 2x4 to the wall in the corner so you end up with, like, L. One on one wall, one on the other wall. Then you just need a couple of legs to support the front. The 2x4 attached to the wall supports the back.
I'm considering. and that's what I'm considering. And then I'll just move all my radio stuff into that other room because it's a tad bit bigger. It's a couple of feet longer and wider. It's about 2 feet longer and about a foot wider than this room I'm in. And this one's got a corner. It's the doors in this room are kind of squawky because I've got one in the corner and then one leads into the closet that's in the other half of the trailer, you know?
I see. I gotcha. Well, I just ran into what looks like the school road jam. This is ridiculous.
Spartanburg County, in the upper part of Spartanburg County and over in some of it, even some down near me, all the school buses that were getting ready to roll, they rolled them all back to the school and they're putting everybody back into the school buildings and putting them there because they're safer to be than instead of on the road. In fact, they did that in northern Greenville County. So, anyway, well, be safe out there. Let me go. I got a couple things I was heading to do and I just happened to heard you and wanted to say hello to you because I hadn't said anything to you in a while. And see what's going on with you and everything. And I guess you're staying busy working.
Yeah, I'm keeping pretty busy, but not so much. I've been, I don't know, slacking a little bit. Just maybe working 1 or 2 days a week.
You made all the money, so now you can take it easy, huh?
I wouldn't say that. I work because I want something to do more than actual the need, more or less. But you know, I like to keep busy, but I've got a lot of projects that I got going on. I'm putting a second tower up and I'm rebuilding my 160 meter counterpoise, so I got a lot of things to keep me going.
KB4 CPA,
a bit more of summer and I get over things and all. I'm going to start doing some other work around here too and everything, but got me another tuner to go. Got me an auto tuner to go in my radio room, so that works nice. And it turns, and then here in the next couple of weeks, I'm gonna run up to the wire man and get the wire I need to redo my loop and get it back, drop it down, get a couple people over here to help me run it through all the four corners, and then put it back up after I get it soldered together. So I'm gonna try to do that here in the next, you know, sometime in the next month. And also, that's some of my radio projects right now.
TR. Well, I heard N0TR, and I think I heard David in there, too. So go ahead, Tom, and pass it around.
Yes, I heard David in there. Just wanted to say that. And good afternoon, guys. Tornado warning here in Greenville County. And, man, is it pouring down here like a cow on a flat rock. Anyways, go ahead, David. Pick it up. This is N0TR.
KB4 CBA, it's raining cats and dogs. I'm here at the famous intersection, or whatever you want to call it, off ramp at the Greenville Pickett Speedway. I'm getting off of 123 on the 124. I've been to the Hobby Connection getting some stuff to get this airplane started.
Expanding your you don't have enough to do, David, so they're doing that. Well, I'm going to leave it with you guys and all, because I was headed somewhere else, and I heard Bob, and I just want to say hello to him. And I'll be back in about 10 or 15 minutes. I got something I got to do in the other end of the house, and because I've got somebody coming to pick up a part. I'll talk to you all shortly. W2T.
Well, hey, David, and hello, Tom. And I had to turn around because they got the line for the car riders all the way up Sugarloaf Road. I'm not sitting there until the little kiddies get out of school. So I did a U-turn. I'm going to go up 64, N0TR and D7J.
Good afternoon, Bob. Always great to hear you. Yeah, that storm is a booger out there right now. And I'm the same way, Bob. Sometimes we have to do that when we go over to the daughter's house. I used to have to sit in that line and wait on to pick up the grandkids, but I don't anymore. David, pick it up.
Oh, well, my tire light just came on, so never a dull moment. I think it's my right rear, what it feels like. I'm just praying, man, I'm in some rain here and water all over the road. Good Lord. 124, and I do not want that tire to get flat. I'm trying to get up to this gas station up here about another, I don't know, 2 miles from where I'm at right now. But anyway, Rusty, if you're still listening, 73 is good to talk to you. And Bob, go ahead and pick it up. Hello to you.
Cliff, I don't think your tire's going to go flat that fast. Hopefully not, anyway. If it does, you got a bigger problem than the light, that's for sure. But anyway, good to hear you as well. And I don't know, what have you been up to? Just playing tennis?
Hey, sometimes I play on the weekend, too, but I've been playing about 5 days a week, and unless it's doing this, but I can go, it's raining in the morning, I can go to a clinic, and it'll be in the bubble, so we'll, I can get a little tennis in that way. It's an hour and a half clinic, $15. It's not bad. But anyway, yeah, playing a lot of tennis and trying to get this airplane. I got everything I need to get it started, so I'm going to take all my goodies home here and see if I can get this thing going. And if it'll run, then I'm going to buy everything I need to get it up in the air, you know, new servos, new controller, and all that stuff.
Senior OTR, I got a break, guys. Now, I thought I heard KB2HSX in there, XS, and if he's there, pick it up. If not, send it back to MD7J, and it's pouring down here, too, David. 73's, guys, Bernice has a meal on. You can call me what you want, but not late for supper. This is Senior OTR, bye-bye.
All right, Tom, have a good one. Say hello to Bernice. And, yeah, it's coming down here. We got running water everywhere. Everything's filled up and running pretty fast. I imagine the river down there in Bat Cave is probably just a raging right now. Anyway, go ahead, David. Tom, we'll see you later.
Is there anybody else in there, KB4 CPA? Hi, me and you, Bob. So what have you been up to? I think I heard you say you were working a couple of days just to have something to do.
Well, I do some home improvement, handyman type jobs for those that are asking for it a couple of days a week just to stay busy, put a little ham radio money in my pocket. But mostly I'm putting up a second tower, working on that kind of as we speak. And three-element beams for 6 meters, so I'm working on all that. That's pretty much kind of what I'm up to right now. And I'm going to rebuild the counterpoise for my 100. Actually, I'm going to rebuild my entire 160-meter antenna. But just the season is just about over with, so I'm going to rebuild the whole thing and make it a little bit better and get it ready for next year.
You've got several towers up already, don't you?
A number of years, the 60-footer, but I'm putting a 30-footer up for 6 meters.
So are you using that on sideband? My Wyndham's supposed to go down to 6 meters. I haven't really been down there. Or up there, I guess it would be, wouldn't it? I have been on 17. I've made a good many QSOs on 17 on sideband phone. And but anyway, well, I'm gonna pull into this QT here. They got free air, and I guess I'll just have to try to use an umbrella. Of course, I got a cap on too, so that'll help me keep dry. And I got a hood, but it's cloth, so it's going to soak up all the rain. But anyway, let me get some air here, and I'll be back in a second. If you're still there, Bob, KB4 CPA.
All right, David. If not, good to hear you. I should be here for a few minutes yet. I'm a couple, 3 miles from the house yet, but once I get there, I'll be pulling in and dashing inside, but I'll be around for a little while. ND7J Mobile.
KD4CBA, KN4VWA. Which QT are you at, Dave?
23 in Whitehorse.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, they're talking about some sort of touchdown over here on Wade Hampton Boulevard. I don't know where on Wade Hampton Boulevard, so just be careful coming back. How are you doing, Bob? ND7J, KN4VWA.
Hey, doing good, doing good. I'm glad you guys were able to get everything you needed to get done yesterday. And appreciate you going over there and helping out, that's for sure.
If we had gone about it trying to mix each run of concrete, we'd have been there until later in the afternoon. And it wasn't very nice. It was soggy enough the way it was. So, but anyhow, that base will be just fine the way we did it, the way we layered the water and mixed. So that thing will be solid from now on.
Yeah, I was pretty certain that it was going to be okay. I don't know what they're doing over here at this school, but it's absolutely ridiculous the way they've got these cars blocking traffic to pick up all these little kids.
Schools and little kiddies are special. The rest of the world must stop and wait for them.
Well, they got all these people that have to come and pick up their kids, okay, and they get here super early. They get here super early, and there's not enough room in the road that circles around, so they're lined up, you know, all the way out on the main road. They got traffic blocked everywhere. I mean, this is just stupid.
Bob, now that's good government planning now.
I didn't even know we actually had one.
Bob, be nice now. Our leadership is wonderful. It's the best in the world.
Man.
Who else jumped in there?
Leader to his first news conference a little while ago, fumble and mutter through, never really answered any question that was asked to him and that he was referring to. I've never seen anybody do a news conference with notes. Unbelievable. But whatever, don't get me off on my high horse this afternoon.
Maximum 6 months. That's what I'm giving him before it's Harris.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. They're going to deem him unfit, which he is. That's the way it was all planned out. That's the way it's going to fall into place. He's going to sign all these executive orders and make it impossible for anybody other than a Democrat to ever win. That's their goal.
Yeah, well, did you see that new law that they're proposing for the nationalized Voting Act?
All of it, but no, probably not. Maybe, I don't know.
What idiots up there? I think it was Chuck Schumer said that they refuse to take anyone off of the voting rolls that are deceased.
Well, come on, man. How else can they win?
My whole point. So anyhow, we're fast approaching a one-party system. At least that's my opinion. Let's get off of politics. My blood pressure just goes way up every time I think about those idiots up there.
Not me too. I don't even believe we have a government, to tell you the truth. I think our government is as corrupt as they come, to tell you the truth. So anyway, I'm just about back to the house here. Fred went and his he was negative. Everybody's good to go. So as it turned out, everybody's good.
Oh, so now he's negative, huh? Uh-huh. Yeah. Sounds like you got out of a work day yesterday, buddy boy.
Working anyway. I was planning on standing around and leaning on the shovel with a hard hat.
Say a word. That's a face-to-face next time I see you. But I tell you what, KZ4M, Tom, he jumped in there with those bags of concrete and shuffled them from that pallet over to the front end loader of my John Deere, and he pretty much did every one of them, and I carried them.
I'm glad. I'm glad that you guys were able to help him. And actually, I was kind of disappointed I wasn't there. I wanted to, sometimes you got to do what you got to do. Steve, I'm pulling in the driveway. I want to dash into the house. It's kind of lightened up here on the rain just a minute or two. So let me get in the house. We'll catch up with you later. ND7J.
ND7J, be sure to run between the raindrops. It won't make you look any better. KN4VWA, 73 is clear, bud.
Oscar 4, November, November Hotel, listening.
November Hotel.
Just coming on the repeater a little bit. I'm in the Anderson County right now. Managed to get woke up by everything sending me a tornado warning. Skywarn by chance activated on this repeater?
Repeater they haven't activated, but now if you go to... I can't remember the frequency. Hold on just a second, I'll tell you the frequency.
Thank you for that. Just a quick question, though. Is there happen to be an Echolink station? I can't really hit any stations right now with my little handheld radio. My other radio is currently took apart.
Yeah, this particular repeater is an Echolink repeater, and I'm going to get you the information for the other repeater up on Caesar's Head that generally is activated for bad weather. Hold on.
Copy.
Yeah, go ahead, Jimmy. Do you know the Aries repeater up there on Caesar's Head frequency?
45-470.
November Hotel.
Y'all said 145-470, correct? I just tuned my handheld to that. Hopefully I might be able to hear it in a little bit. I can't seem to hear anything right now where I am, but I'm going to try moving around. Appreciate know the frequency, though. I'm going to stay on this repeater, though, just in case.
Kept monitoring it myself, and there's no activity going on right at the moment.
Clear by accident. I just heard WRXRW come on that frequency, on the Aries frequency, and he says that there's warnings and alert for Anderson and Abbeville and that area until 4:15.
For EEB, you can also tune in to 442.825. CPA. I wish I could say I was out for a joyride, but I'm not. I wish I was just sitting on the couch. This is a mess out here, I tell you. I just came from the Hobby Connection on 123. I'm back on Cedar Lane, but man, there is tons of water on the road and a lot of opportunities for hydroplaning, and everybody seems to be driving pretty sensibly, though. But anyway, just wanted to throw that out there. I talked to my wife. She's in Taylor. She said they're under a tornado warning.
All of Taylor's stretching over into Greer and up 85 into Spartanburg. Now, are you a dual VFO?
I have dual VFO. I'm not sure how to switch this one, though, to be honest with you. I haven't played with it a whole lot.
Okay, well, I've got this dual VFO, dual display, and I'm toggling back and forth and monitoring the Aries up on Caesar's Head, and WR8RW is got the weather net activated over there.
Oh, is that on 82?
W, give me that frequency one more time. That's 145.7.
45.470.
145.470, Dave.
I can probably do that, but I don't know how, and I'm driving in this rain. I'm not even going to mess with it. I'm listening to 440 and 61 at the same time, so I guess I better concentrate on the traffic.
Big wide tires, I think you're doing the right thing there, bud. So you concentrate on that wet roads.
Yes, I need tires too. This is not a good day for me to be out running around in this thing. I guess I should have drove the wife's car, but it didn't have a radio in it. I like to talk on the radio.
I'm over here in Greer, and it is absolutely pouring.
Trick or can, I can barely hear you.
It's probably because it's raining so hard you can't hear me.
Where in Greer are you, bud? Because I'm over here at Rutherford Road at Wade Hampton, and I'm fixing to turn left and go out in towards Greer. So where in Greer are you?
Bojangles on Wade Hampton right now.
Passing me by if you keep coming right on out Wade Hampton. Man, I tell you what, it's kind of nasty out here. It's a regular frog strangler.
Nasty out here today.
Before NH, the weather over here in Pelzer is pretty terrible. Roads starting to get flooded. Anybody that's out this way, just be wary. KO4 NH still monitoring on EchoLink.
On that EchoLink station. Tornado warning is still in effect. They're saying until about 4:15 or 4:30 for your area.
Appreciate it, Ben. I'm actually monitoring this repeater right now through EchoLink. I've got my little handheld monitoring the 145.470 station right now. Just trying to keep an ear out just in case anything happens.
Fire trucks just went out from the Taylor's Station there at Edwards Road. And I think they headed right straight down Edwards Road.
Yeah, they headed over to Edwards Street. They got a patient having chest pains.
Send an ambulance.
Oh, the ambulance is coming.
I don't understand. Why send a fire truck unless they got EMTs on board?
EMTs on there, and that way they get emergency service to them way before the ambulance can get there, because they could be across town or something like that, or a bunch of them might be tied up.
Okay. Good enough. Well, going to head for the barn. I'm down here at the bottom of the hill at Reed School Road and Wade Hampton, and it's just a steady pour. Where are you, Patrick?
At the red light at Tipsy Taco.
Spartanburg or towards Greenville?
Towards Spartanburg, but this is where I make my U-turn. This is the edge of my territory right here.
Okay. Well, sounds like a winner to me. Where are you at, Dave?
Road headed, I'm coming up on 291.
Well, you're going to be slowing down once you get out here in Wade Hampton. I'm passing through the bottoms down there at Strange Brothers Grading, fixing to go up the hill there to, what's that road that turns left and goes up to 290? I think it's Duncan Chapel. Anyhow, traffic out here is moving. I'm doing a screaming 32 miles an hour.
Anyway, because it's starting to flood the roadways.
Yeah, it's all over the road here on Rutherford. Well, I'll be on Rutherford. I'm not getting on Wade Hampton, so my subdivision is my access it off of Rutherford Road, so I'm just going to stay straight on Rutherford.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. You'll be getting home before you get to Wade Hampton. Fell down in a puddle. Well, I hope he's okay. Well, what else is everybody up to? Like you, Patrick, where you been today?
We're on Wade Hampton all day between Taylor's and this section of Greer all day today.
Shops are there. Oh, and do you hit, what's his name? It's Wayne, the diesel mechanic, Duvall, Werner, Wayne Werner. How's he doing?
He was doing very good when I was in there seeing him today.
He's got all my Duramaxes for me, and, He's good. He's real good. And he's reasonable, too. Tell you what, though, Ford keeps him busy. Keeps him in a job. I got a Dodge diesel now. I wonder if he's going to work on that for me.
He will.
He's good. He's real good. And he's a good old boy, too.
All right, KB4CBA. Let's see if I got it. Legend here in Rutherford, just past this old Shriners Hospital, the car's upside down in inside lane headed, if you're headed eastbound.
In the last 5 minutes then, because I just came through there.
It happened. There's this two. One county guy and another one pulled up as I went by.
Get one with the muddy side up on a four-lane road like that.
Somebody must have been turned because there's no intersection there. It's right before you get to that bar. Yeah, there's a bar there on the right, and kind of a rundown looking place. And the only thing I can figure out is they must have been making a U-turn or something. And they hit them in the side and knocked them, turned them over.
Can it be said that people are intelligent?
Drivers, one day you really figure that out. She made a left turn on 123 and she got across three lanes, but this particular area had four. And it's right there in Easley where it split, where 123 Hank takes a left, and I think it's 93. Is it 93 that goes to Pickens? And she was turning left and didn't see the truck in the extreme right lane, and he T-boned her in a brand new, she was in a brand new Jeep. And flipped her, and he was flying, broke every glass in that vehicle, and she was upside down. But thank God she wasn't hurt.
Circles do happen. That's a good thing. Well, you doubled there at the first. Was that you he doubled with there, Patrick?
Well, I'm sorry about that, Dave.
Apology necessary. just probably too quick on the trigger. Go ahead.
Steve, he needs to ride with me one day if he wants to see about intelligent people.
Plenty of that, Patrick. Let me tell you something. I hit the road in about 1976, and between 76 and now, I figured it up by the number of cars that I wore out, and I've got about 2.5 million miles under my belt, and I have seen some of the absolute stupidest things you wouldn't believe. Well, anyhow, like I said, you cannot accuse people of being intelligent.
I got some on HD video.
Bet you can beat them up close and personal.
I double with you.
I said you can meet them up close and personal. You ain't got to watch them.
Tell you something. I got a Garmin Nuvi Cam, and that Nuvi Cam, twice has saved my bacon with the insurance company. I recorded what happened because it's got a built-in traffic recorder in it. And, man, I tell you what, you wouldn't believe some of the stuff I recorded on that thing.
Had one running when the lady hit me in the tool truck. That would have been a wild ride.
I bet it would. I've got a camera that records very clear HD video and audio, and it's got, you know, it loops, but if I record an event, then, you know, I'll take it home and download it so I don't lose it.
4 years ago, I recorded this guy. I mean, we were in solid traffic, just about bumper to bumper. We're all rolling along at about 30, well, about like we are on White Hampton right now, and about 35, 40 miles an hour. And this idiot on a Hayabusa comes flying up between the cars, and somebody made just enough space to change lane for the car beside him, and he went to change lanes. Pitched that guy on the Hayabusa between the car that was changing lanes and a Chevy Duramax diesel. Needless to say, he didn't have a good day.
All right, well, I'm out of here. I'm in the garage, safe and sound, so y'all be careful out there driving. KB4CPA clear.
Take it easy, Dave, 73s. And, Patrick, I am at Highway 14 at Wade Hampton Boulevard now.
Over here at S&S Tire, right at the county line, right in front of you. Just waiting for the rain to slack up a little bit so I can go inside.
Yep, poor driving habits will catch up with you. K4RXI Mobile, 85 southbound.
Hey, Patrick. Hey, bud, just you're young and fast and good-looking and all that full of vim and vinegar. Just run between the raindrops, bud.
Talking about somebody else.
If you weren't on the job, I'd pull in there and say hello and shake your hand and let you see what an old man looks like.
Again, anytime.
What if I can get across Wade Hampton here, I'll just slip in there real quick and say hello and then keep on going. S&S Tire. That's not S&S right there, is it? Yeah, it is. How about that? And I can get across. Oh, I see you with the excursion.
That would be me. And the gentleman out on 85, you be careful out there.
Yes, sir. Thank you much.
Love you, Mobile.
TR, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Tom. How are you doing?
Filled up on some Publix spicy chicken wings. And pretty darn good. Well, I didn't hear who that gentleman was out on I-85. Why don't we give him a chance to get in there? My name's Tom.
Don't drive him. Thank you anyway. K4RXI.
How are you, 4FH, Jay?
Well, Rare DX, there's Gene. I'll be darned. Good afternoon, Gene. Hope you're staying safe.
Staying safe or not, I'm in some bad rain and my grandson is driving my van. I'm over here on the right. I just hooked up my Yaesu 950. It's supposed to be bad. In other words, not supposed to work, but I plugged it in and here it's working, but I think it's intermittent. I just called today to send it out for repair, so it's not going to keep working, I don't reckon, Tom. I don't know who I was in here. I just turned the radio on. Back to you, Tom.
Mr. TFW.
Yeah,
I'm headed southbound. It's heavy, heavy rain. I'm down up here around the, I don't know, 72-mile mark or something like that, trying to get back to Greer, but it's pretty bad rain up this way.
Well, you're going to be right back in the rain if you're headed for Greer, bud, because it's just pouring over here. And, Tom, I just got to put a face with a name and call sign with Patrick.
Patrick has my deepest condolences. At least he knows what ugly looks like now.
He can't hear you. He went in to do some business. He's a dirty, rotten capitalist. That's why I admire him.
PFW, I can't remember your name for the life of me. Give me that call again.
TFW, the name here is Ken.
You do know you sound just a lot like Patrick.
Good thing or a bad thing for Patrick?
No, it's not a good or a bad. It's just confusing for an old fart like me.
Well, Mr. Gene, sounds like you got that 950. Maybe it's working. That's a nice radio. In the old days, that was a top dog, Gene. Why haven't you been on here with the grandson? Go ahead, Kenneth.
I better concentrate. I can't see 100 yards in front of me, and we're only running about 45 on the interstate here, so I better just listen and concentrate. I appreciate it. KN4TFW.
Check in. KN4VWA. Tom? I think I'm going to go ahead and bail out on you, too, because I got to run into the Dollar General and get enough milk to last me for a couple of days. So, I'll talk to you soon. Watch out for the tornadoes. KN4VWA, clear.
Stay safe out there. Yeah, we buy 3 gallons at a time down there at Aldi's. How much do they get out of that a gallon down there at Taylor's? $1.29 a gallon for 2%, and it's delicious, and I drink a lot of milk. I just polished off a big old frosty glass of it with some Publix chicken wings and some pork and beans and some cauliflower and some Publix Italian French bread, which I love. Well, they're showing circulation over around due west, in southwest of Ennery. And you'd know more about that than I would. And then they showed some problems up around Gaffney. But I was looking at the live camera down there by the Fox studio a while ago, and man, there was a line of traffic there like you wouldn't believe. So take care, Steve, and get your milk. I was just giving you that idea. Aldi's and Taylor's always tries to match Lille's prices. And boy, they're good. KN4VWA. This is N0TR. Stay safe out there.
There's something going on the interstate. I'm down to 5 mile an hour now. I guess I can talk.
Now, Dave a while ago reported a bad one. It was on, I don't know where it was at, Rutherford Road, but it was a rollover. Somebody got T-boned in a brand new Jeep. But I guess she lived. And that's about all I've heard. But I looked at the live Fox News forecast there just a little bit ago. And I-85 south of their studio there, which is up by Chop House 47 and that, it was just packed.
Car accident here. It looks like you hyped the paint off the road, going too fast, and little old GT Mustang going too fast, probably hydroplaned, and that right there at the 85-26 interchange.
Port Spartanburg then, right?
Yeah, Roger. I just come through there, headed south.
That's what's there, just before you get to that area, I know, down there by those factories, and they've had some real doozies in that area. That's why I keep good old Michelin all-weather tires on the car and on the truck, and and if they get down very thin, throw them in the ditch and get another set.
Yes, they run a set of Michelins on the old truck I had. They did really, really good. I used to have a Trans Am, about a 2002 Trans Am, and man, that thing, it hired your plane in a skinny minute if you weren't paying attention.
I haven't done it too often, but it's pretty scary when that thing does it. You know, this Toyota Avalon, whenever it starts to do that, I guess it's the anti-lock brakes or something, hit you with that thump, thump, thump.
Not like in the olden days, you know what I mean? I mean, there's a car going past me doing about 75.
We can, they walk among us.
Yeah, you're definitely right about that.
Unfortunately, they drive among us. That's why South Carolina's got, I think, the third worst drivers in the United States.
Yeah, for sure. Let me leave you again. It's picking up heavy rain, and we're a little bit faster now. So N0TR is KN4TFW. I'll say 73.
You're a wise man, Ken. Pay attention to what you're doing out there. I'm too poor to pay attention, as they say. Have a good day, and we wish you well out there on the highway. KN4TFW. This is N0TR73, Ken.
4NH still marked.